Don't you know Christians shouldn't be political? I hear that said to me 100 times a day. Many Christian leaders won't dare say anything positive about America or the West, to the point that they won't even teach principles of liberty. They act as if freedom from tyranny is just a given, rather than something that has been fought for, bled for, and worth preserving. In fact, they sometimes act as if preserving freedom is akin to being selfish. And since Christ calls us to give up our lives for His sake, then we can't try to hold on to the benefits of our republic. But is that true? Our leaders won't whisper anything good about America because it could seem idolatrous or because it makes the kingdom too political. But have you noticed they don't mind speaking of all the bad things America has done? Apparently, that's just keeping it real. In my opinion, if they want to keep it real, they should tell all of history, good, the bad, and the ugly. But why is this? I believe that they have swallowed the narrative of this age of oppressors and oppressed groups, and the righteous thing to do is to always speak up for the perceived victim groups. And as you know, America is said to be the oppressor. The question I have for these leaders is this: what do you think will replace American democracy after the secular progressive revolution? And will we be more free or less free to live out our faith, to preach the gospel, to raise our children? We all know the answer is that we will be less free. Then I ask this: why do you think it's more pious to remain silent while the world burns? For the answer to this question and what we can do about it, you need to go get my new book, Wimpy, Weak, and Woke. Do it now at johnlcooper.com.